How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
Bitterball was a success on Saturday night.
Bitterball!
The Bitter Twitter is the coolest.
There's a lot of hot girls here. A lot.
I don't know if I'm going to find my dream guy tonight, but probably hot and sexy would be good.
She's very bitter.
Well, we're both getting divorced. So, newly divorced single.
Woo! You have a girlfriend or a wife. You find that in Atlanta a lot.
She's a great kisser.
I'm looking for a man, not a boy.
There's a lot of cute guys.
Just ran into each other.
I like it. I like the energy.
I think it's awesome. I'm so glad I came.
We're not that drunk yet.
Oh, having a good time. Real good time. Oh, yeah.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall, dark, and handsome. But I mean, like, real dark. Tall, cute, and smart, and funny. It has to be funny.
I want a really tall guy with really pretty eyes.
I get
yes,
it.
I'm out of
touch. That's better.
It was a good time at Primal on Saturday night. People were, they lost their mind.
It was a lot of fun, and people definitely took advantage of the Bitter Twitter, which I loved.
That was fun.
Explain what that was.
The Bitter Twitter is where you had a text message. You can text message on your phone to a number, and then you were assigned a number. So if you saw someone hot across the bar that you wanted to talk to, but were afraid to go up to them, you could send them a text message to their number and say, hey, 1071, you're looking good tonight. And then you could respond back on the Bitter Twitter and read it on this huge, giant screen so everybody could see it. So it was really fun.
It worked out really well, because as I was leaving, I heard one dude approach a girl that had, I guess, tweeted, like, meet me by the exit at like 12:30.
Oh, that's good right there. And after midnight exit meet means you could be doing it in the car.
Exactly, within 45 minutes. Yeah. Exactly.
45.
And I heard him say, like,
you got to get back in there before 2.
I heard him say, I didn't think you were going to show up. She's like, here I am. And that was all I needed to hear right there.
That's cool.
So it worked out well.
The dance floor was packed. DJ Nuke did a great job. He's just so good on the ones and twos.
And I can't wait to see the photo booth pictures, because you know they start off pretty tame, but then everyone gets a liquid confidence and meets somebody that they just want to, like, let's go take makeup pictures. And I just want to see what happened in there.
I'm assuming the pictures are going to be up online if they're not already. Q100Atlanta.com.
I think they were up Sunday.
Again?
I think they were up Sunday.
They were. Oh, great.
Yeah, Sunday.
Okay, cool.
You know what? The only thing we have to remember this for next year is a couple people asked to function the Bitter Twitter actually as a Twitter account.
Ooh.
So the people who aren't at Bitterball
can watch
can
from
follow.
Afar.
Oh, good idea.
You know how we do for That's Bert's funny. Big Adventure? Like, if you want to follow along with Bert's Big Adventure, we're just going to all be using the tag BBA10. So so you could have it Bitterball.
If you follow us, you could see tweets from Bert's Big Adventure. It'd be the same thing that we could do for Bitterball next year.
Right. The dangerous thing is, like, next year, though, it'll be Bitterball 10, BB, or Bitterball 11, BB 11, which is awfully close to BBA 11. And I don't think you want to mix up.
No, definitely
not. Get those confused.
Hey, you, meet me by the exit in a half hour. I got something in the car for you. Dude, what's happening at Disney?
What did I donate to? So what we do after Bitterball is, generally, as guys and women are walking out of there, you know, we'll say, look, if you didn't find anybody, why don't you go ahead and do, like, a personal ad right now, and we'll play it on the radio on Monday morning. So, you know, if you didn't get lucky tonight at Bitterball, maybe you have better luck on Monday. And intern Brandon here was the one that held the mics on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. We also had the board where people could write notes to their exes as well. That was very entertaining to read some of the notes
that
up there
great.
As well.
It was.
So I was manning the exit after people left Primal, a little inebriated, with a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
Some were angry, some weren't, and you know, it was very interesting to hear some of these guys. And I had a couple of girls, too. With their remarks and for their personal ad.
Very difficult to get through an entire sentence that night.
Yeah.
Like 2 in the morning.
People were drinking.
9 o'clock, it was difficult for some people. Coming in after the pre-party, we had people coming in a little pre-gaming for bitterball.
Our intern Natalie and Wendy were getting it on pretty well, too.
Oh,
they're,
Natalie,
they're knocking it,
on it
back.
Now, Natalie is, you have to know our intern Natalie.
Because
I was not at bitterball because I got to go to Syracuse. So I heard this morning, just, you know, somebody's really hammered when they're described as Natalie. Like when they add, when they stretch out somebody's name, like,
ooh, did you see
Natalie? Like, you know, Jen has gone out. Hey, I saw Jen out. Oh, you did? Yeah, she's Jen. Like, you know, that means she was really doing it up. So that's how Natalie was described. And Natalie normally just moves through the office. She's very quiet, mm-hmm.
very
efficient,
focused.
Head down, taking care of business. Just, you know, give her 1, 2, 3 on the list and it's done.
Mm-hmm. And never, done well.
Never hear her, never see her, just quiet. Just moves around, takes care of business. But apparently she's a different person when she has a cocktail or 7.
Wendy's the one that got her all hammered.
Well, she didn't have that much because Natalie's not a big drinker, so she doesn't go out and drink all the time or experience with getting drunk, quote-unquote drunk. I think she had maybe 2 or 3 drinks.
Oh, Lord.
3 at max.
One was
no
on
way.
You, wasn't it?
One I bought her in the beginning, and then, of course...
She spilled it back
no,
on you.
No, literally, didn't it spill on you?
Oh, yeah, I did get a little down my dress, or
rookie.
The entire drink down my dress, but...
Rookie. Yeah.
Had to wipe that up. That was a shameful
It was
thing.
Definitely a strange experience, because I was working the event for promotion, so I was sober the whole time.
Oh, that's no fun.
Ooh. Well, it shows a lot about the ladies of Atlanta. one of my tweets to the bitter Twitter was, I'm sober, you're drunk, you just look like an idiot right now. Because some of these people, she was like grinding on a brick wall thinking that was a man or something. I don't know, but
if you're
she
a drunk guy,
has a
that's
rash.
Your target though.
I don't know. She probably has a rash in a certain area right now because she was all up on the brick.
You know what that is? That is the equivalent of, like, have you ever seen those, like, National Geographic movies? Like, when a lion sees, like, a wounded bird or something and instantly starts to pounce?
Yeah.
That's when a girl is dancing with a wall and she thinks it's a guy. Yeah. Other guys are like, that's my target right there.
Right.
All right. Well, lucky ladies, if you weren't there on Saturday night, and let's introduce you to Brian, okay? Because he's still available.
Okay, what's your name?
Dude, I'm Brian Polly. Sean.
Sean. So, Brian, how was your time at Bitterball?
Dude, I couldn't have a better time.
Okay, what happened?
I got lost.
Man, we hit on some chicks.
Dude.
Got some back on.
Hell yeah. We got our back on. We hit on some chicks. We don't even know where we're going right now, for real. Dude, you were the
What kind of girl do you look for?
Dude,
I'm
for real?
Any girl.
Any girl?
Nah, dude.
The for ones real, that like me.
For real, any girl that's not my ex-girlfriend.
Any? What happened with your ex-girlfriend?
Man, she's a liar, whore, dude.
She's a whore. Oh.
Exactly, dude.
She's a whore.
Lying whore.
Like most women.
Like most women. There you go.
Bitter.
If you had to pick one fantasy, what would it be?
What fantasy?
Like,
nah, dude, you ain't talking
Catholic
to me.
Catholic schoolgirl.
You ain't... Talking to me.
No, honest guy, dude. Catholic schoolgirl.
Nah, dude.
With the short skirt and the like, yeah, flat.
What? Nah, dude. And straight up freak. Like, straight
what
up.
What kind of freak?
Like, she wants to do everything and anything.
Oh my God.
I don't even care. It, even if she's not under the influence, like, she just want to do
pretty much.
Exactly. Any girl that puts out, just wants to do anything and everything.
We're doing this as a personal ad, so if you want, you can give out your phone number.
Hey man,
when
we can
post it with your
678-622-5272.
Okay, can I take your picture for the website?
Yeah, dude.
So Brian and his friend's picture will be up on the website.
Cool, with his phone number.
Yeah, after that, Brian proceeded to fall backwards into the street.
Did
and
he really?
I really had to escort him and his friend across the street like little school children.
Okay, I don't think we're going to be able to even get past this Chris guy because he's just plain drunk. It's 2 minutes long, and I don't think we can take all 2 minutes of it.
Yeah, Chris was a little angry.
Is this the guy really who bitter? Bitterball's
I believe Chris
be
is the one.
No, this is a different guy. That the guy that got angry at you is Joe.
Okay, Chris. I believe Chris is one of the last ones I did of the night. Hammered.
Just done.
Hammered.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris. Okay.
He couldn't even get past that. This is Chris.
The sad part is I've seen Chris before at a couple of our events. He's a fan. He's probably listening right now. So
is he
Chris.
Consistent?
What's up, Chris?
Fist pump, Chris.
Chris. That was Chris at his worst, I think.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris? Okay. Did you meet any girls here?
No.
But what happened?
No, well, that's probably my fault, but hey, if they didn't, I probably wouldn't have anyhow, because hey, they were asking too many questions.
What's your ideal type of girl?
My ideal type of girl is, well, Russian.
Okay.
Actually. Okay. And from Eastern Europe. But and that's not, it's not gonna happen here in Atlanta. That's okay.
Okay.
But hey, they're not gonna
What?
Okay.
Hey, I don't care what you say, because I know you're here just for that. So.
Where would you rank yourself in terms of the guys here tonight?
Top 80%.
Top 80%, okay.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do a personal type thing on the website, so if you want, you can fill out your phone number, we'll take a picture,
okay,
and we'll put it on the website. So what's your phone number?
Okay, my phone number is...
Oh, my God.
Well, you already have it.
I don't have it.
No, somebody has it.
Okay.
My phone number is 678... 305-28... Wait, no. Hold on. Wait. Wait. 305-23... You know, I don't know.
Okay.
Everyone's f***ing me, and Brent knows it. Don't you know it, Brent?
Hey, brother, what's up?
Brent knows it. He knows it. Everyone's f***ing me.
Any closing comments about tonight?
The closing comments I know about tonight is that I'm going to be in the Owen Wilson movie.
Okay.
And you know what? People, you know, they... You know, well, they... Actually, no one does anything about this. And I'll be, you know, Brad.
What? This guy is...
I am shocked he didn't hook up.
It's a big thing.
No, it's not.
Okay. I'm going to take him. That's cool.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Whoa.
He had to hang on to the back of my shirt just to stay upright for the 2 minutes that we were talking.
Hey, you know how there are some people that turn happy drunk? Wendy's a happy drunk.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Joe, not a happy
no,
drunk.
No, not at all, not at all.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe? Oh, what happened tonight, Bitterball?
Oh, it don't matter to me, dog.
Okay, what happened, though? How was your time in Bitterball?
My Bitterball was tight, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? They want some, get some, dog.
I mean, that's between you and the cops.
Are you the dude on Bitterball? What's your name?
No, I'm Brandon. I work with the Burt Show on Q100.
You work with the Burt Show?
Yeah. The morning show.
How about Tedder Burt Show? Some, dog. Get some?
I don't think so.
Get some.
I don't think so. So you had an overall good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think better ball want to get some?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You think better ball want to talk to me?
What?
Get some.
So back next ball? Year?
Are you serious?
Or are you going to have girls by now?
Are you serious?
This guy's starting a fight with you?
Yeah, yeah. He got tossed out of the club.
So he thought you were like with the club or with the... Like...
I don't know, but the name tag that I had that we get tags when we're working the event had Bitterball on it. So I think he thought my name was Bitterball.
Oh,
he was that hammered.
So this is your party and he got thrown out of your party. So now he's going to...
Yeah, now he's going to take out all the...
Are the cops out front just watching you do this?
Yeah, and they're laughing. And I mean... They kicked him out. They threw him down the street. Right. So I went to go interview him. And they were having a ball. They tried to start a fight with him as well because he wanted to fight them.
With the cop.
Yeah. The cops were like, hey, if you want some, you can come get some from us. And then that's where he got that you want some mentality was trying to fight the cops.
Lucky, lucky ladies.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Are you serious, Bitterball?
So,
hey, Bitterball's being for real. Smash it.
Ooh. What kind of girls do you normally go for?
Whores? Bitterball?
Okay, what's your ideal fantasy with any woman?
Wow.
Tell you what, you're trying to make a Bitterball ha 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 for real?
No.
Like funny thing? You
no,
know what?
We're just doing interviews.
You
want to
know what?
Bitterball.
Nah, Bitterball for real? What? And it ain't me, boy.
Okay. Thank you.
Pretty sure?
What?
Whoa,
at least he didn't call me Mahogany, so he called me Boy.
What?
I don't know what your nickname's going to be now. Is it going to be Mahogany or is it going to be Bitterball?
I don't know. I was called Butterball as a child, but Bitterball works too.
You've got more classic nicknames in your 6 weeks working with the show than any intern.
You know? Gotta be known for something now.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.